Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 30. Pretoria 32. Polokwane starting the first month with a high of 28 degrees.
In Rustenburg, they're busy with a crash recovery on the N4 westbound between Marikana Plaza and the Kruendal exit. Please expect delays there.
In your sport, Heinrich Klaassen becomes the most expensive player retained in the Indian Premier League. And as expected, England prop Joe Mahler has apologized for his Bin the Haka social media post.
We start with violent politics in the capital. It erupted during yesterday's council sitting. Some were cheering and other councillors were staring in shock when private security were called in. Two DA councillors who were accused of causing chaos were forcibly removed from the chambers. Former mayor and now DA councillor Silje Brink says the DA will open a case against council speaker Mkedin Dodwana and others involved in this incident.
The speaker of council, who's part of this coalition, unleashed essentially thugs on councillors when he didn't like the points that we raised in a debate in council. This is an absolute abuse of resources.
The minister is hitting back at an alleged diamond kingpin.
Allegations by counsel of Mr. Louis Liebenberg that I gave instructions to officials to make Mr. Liebenberg's life hell in our prisons is totally untrue.
Correctional Services Minister Pieter Groenewald is denying that he's had any contact with these prison officials. Liebenberg's legal representative told the Bronkhorstspruit Magistrates Court yesterday how he would have heard two wardens saying he has been targeted. Liebenberg is one of nine people accused of having defrauded investors out of 4 billion rand in an alleged diamond investment scheme. Liebenberg and his wife Desiree will have to remain behind bars until their bail hearing on 15 November. More about this at jackrounder.fm.com. Click on news. South Africa and the Vatican joined Qatar at a conference in Canada last night in offering to mediate and facilitate the return of about 20,000 of Ukrainian children from Russia. Qatar has already secured the return of dozens of Ukrainian children that had been moved to Russia and occupied territories since the start of Russia's invasion in February 2022. More international news. At least 10 strikes hit Beirut's southern suburbs at dawn this morning after the Israeli army issued evacuation orders for buildings in the area. It comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met visiting US officials to discuss a possible deal to end the war in Lebanon. And happy 50th and very cute birthday to one of the most loved enigmatic characters.
Everybody say hello, Kitty. Who loves flowers in the sun or a party just for one? It's Kitty, Kitty, Kitty.
Hello Kitty turns half a century today and she shows no sign of slowing down. Hello Kitty started life as an illustration on a vinyl coin purse, but has since then grown to a global phenomenon. Warner Brothers has a movie in the pipeline and in China there's a whole Hello Kitty theme park due to open next year. And one last thing, the character is based on a little girl from London. Her whole name is Kitty White. I'm Gerda de Souza. Jou hoof nuus, die DA beplan om vandag klagtes te lê oor gister se gewelddadige raadsitting.
Ja. Drama.
Hello Kitty, or Tswane?
Which one do you think?
Well, you know, it's a big birthday this one.
You mean she's turning 50?
Right.
Goodbye Kitty.
Hi, sis.
Vijfdag. Just kidding. That's amazing. What is the oldest... guys, I'm going to make an admission now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
What?
Hello Kitty's not a cat.
It's not a cat, okay. Which is weird because she looks like a cat.
Yeah, she's apparently like a young girl.
A little girl from London, and her whole name is Kitty White.
Yes, yes.
But then the company went and they changed the little girl's image to that of... It looks like...